What is it? Prospect, Hong Kong. I don't think there is any.
Bangkok.
Bangkok, yes.
No, my personal conclusion after a few weeks there was that either there should be a traveling party doing that part of the subcontinent. Otherwise, if there is a Grihastha couple with some experience, we could have an information center in this one house because it's not expensive. Living there is very cheap. There's good foodstuffs and the rent is not expensive.
But this house, we can continue to live there.
We can continue to rent. Rent is only $175 a month, including utilities. So it is not at all expensive. But
it's a very nice house.
Yes, house is in good shape. There is enough room.
Why not maintain it?
And someone has to be delegated to be there.
Come on, find out.
Find out some people.
And the girl can speak in the local language.
She can speak in the language. She'll be all right as long as she has some good association.
Yes.
That means perhaps a Grihastha couple. Girl for a be with.
Not married. Because if she would have been married, so there is no candidate for marrying her.
Not in France. At one point she was expressing the desire to receive some training. And she even mentioned Los Angeles. But any center where she could receive training would be helpful. She's enthusiastic, but...
Yes, I know that she's enthusiastic.
She had already...
Preaching was meant for the sannyasi, not for the married. Sannyasi and brahmachari, they... Married couple has to do it. Generally, it is meant for them. If you have got sufficient men for preaching work, you can make one center there and serve you.
Yes.
So, this is what I can do.
This is a second language, it's French. Not so much French, English. Is there a GBC for Thailand? Is there a GBC for Thailand?
Yeah, everyone is. Every GBC is for everywhere. Yes. Let it be considered in the next meeting.
At my point.
You can continue rent for 1 or 2 months more and see if there is for our mission is for every city, every town, every village. If we can maintain for some utility, then very good. If we have no man, we cannot then the otherwise we want to open branches everywhere. That is our mission. Yes?
Yes. We will be leaving tonight.
Where?
To France via Bangkok.
Oh.
We just came to make the report to you, and we were in Vrindavan.
So you will not stay here up to... No.
There's work for us, service waiting in France.
So what is the report in France? Palace atmosphere is all right.
Paris? Mm. Paris, there's good enthusiasm because there is Sankirtan party. it is more difficult at the farm because there is no Sankirtan.
Right. There are so many men there.
Yes, it is far from the nearest city.
But within the park, there is no sankirtan.
Regular temple activities are going on.
Sankirtan is there.
There is once a week a party going out.
No, not going out. I mean to say in the temple.
Inside the temple. Oh, yes, inside the temple, regular programs are there.
So why outside there is no sufficient man? But when I was there, there was so many.
And wherever you go, thousands of people will follow.
They were not all from the firm. They were from everywhere.
But not many devotees are there in the farm.
There are maybe 35 devotees traveling, Sankirtan devotees, and then
centering the farm.
Centered at the farm. They come back maybe once every 2 months. And then there are about 80 devotees at the farm, of which 40 are children. Of those 40 children, 20 or 22 are Gurukul children. The others are too small.
Nobody is engaged in production, fruit, flowers, grain, milk.
There are not many full-time devotees doing production. Maybe four. Full-time.
And why part-time?
Part-time, everyone is trying to do an hour a day.
So what they do, other?
Well, from the other 40 devotees left, there's the staff of pujaris, press, temple maintenance. So not so many are left who are doing full-time work on the land.
You're not getting new devotees to join?
In Paris.
Yeah. The Paris are here. In Paris, even from Paris, you can bring in the farm.
Well, at the farm, there is not as much of a new bhakta program as in Paris. So the new men are encouraged to stay in Paris to get fixed up first.
The new people, when they're trained up, they can come lead. Especially Griyasthas.
Yeah.
My point is whether the farm is attractive. Not very much.
The potential is wonderful.
That's what I'm asking. Potential is wonderful. So why they are not attracted to live in the farm and be self-independent and chantering? That is our farm project. Our farm project is they should be satisfied with simple living, nice living. If we get milk, if we get fruit, if we get grain, and open air, very heavy life. Why they should not be attracted?
It is still the beginning. And because it's the beginning, it's a little difficult sometimes.
That may be, but this should be our aim. We should not be attracted by the modern city life. Simplified life, save time, and utilize for advancing in the Sangha. That is perfect life. Just like Vrindavan. Vrindavan life means agriculturist, cowherd boys, uneducated girls, cows and calves. This is the one. The center is this.
Simple business.
But they are the topmost devotees. These uneducated, without any sound-like men, cow men, they are Krishna's best friend. Unsophisticated, no education, but love, intent. That is what they are. That attracted Krishna more. Vrindavanam Puritasya Napadamitam Amnatragat. Krishna is so much attached to Vrindavan, he is going to know. What is that? They are not educated girls, Satkudet, fashion, poets, and others. Crude. As soon as there was blowing of the flute, immediately we have to run towards Krishna. Somebody is taking care of children, somebody is engaged in boiling milk, and somebody is even lying down with her husband, he still. Very crude and sophisticated, but intense love for Krishna. That is it. We want to introduce this fun project, name, intense love for Krishna and other things. And very simple. Little milk, little food grain, little vegetable, that's all. And that is very nice to get fresh vegetable, fresh milk, and food grain. What do you want more? And from milk you can prepare so many nice preparations. Unlimited number. All very palatable, sweet. This civilization we want to teach. Not so-called rascal civilization. And become implicated in this cycle of birth and death. This is killing civilization. The human being got the opportunity to get out of these clutches of birth and death. They do not understand. They are so rascal, they do not understand how they are implicated in this cycle of birth and death. Not they do take it seriously, that this is the problem. They are so blind, rascal, they do not see that this is real suffering. They do not know. Simply theorizing, making plans, they do not know what is the suffering. So we have to introduce real civilization. Therefore we are struggling so hard. So met in such a lesson, very nice place. Center of Europe and very nice place. What is the condition of rainfall?
Last summer was dry, but it was not so much dangerous for us. And now it is steady.
So there must be rainfall. And if we become Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna, there will be rainfall.
That will be true everywhere we go.
There will be rainfall. And then even barren land will be fertile. They do not know this They are importing butter. This rascal will continue the sinful life and import water. There are oceans and seas. Why you scientists cannot bring the water, make cloud and throw water? Where is the science? What do they say about it?
They are making it.
I can make it. These rascals don't promise.
Slowly.
While slowly, then life will automatically finish. Instead of seeing success, he will die. Success is all for you. One man was to go to a fair, so he began to dress himself nicely. So dressing, in the meantime, the fair is there. This is their program. You require water immediately. All right, after 300 million of water. This is science. All that's good. I use very strong words, but that's it. Simply promising no solution of problems. They do not know even what is what. A big, big word, jugglery of words. They are themselves rascals, and some rascals praise them. Oh, yes. Sabiri varahus tap kharayi, tang suta purusa posu. What they can do? Real problem, there is no solution. Janma-mitya-jara-pyari, dukkha-dosa-anudarsana. Big, big scientists, why they not make provision? My dear students, when I shall be dying, give this pill, I was telling you. Or I am manufacturing another brand like me, you can utilize. Where is that science? The scientific brain of Einstein. He could not prepare another brain like him. Was he able to do that?
No. No, they haven't.
Who made his brain? He is accepted as a great scientist because he has got good brain. But he cannot make that brain. Then another scientist who has made it. So we have to seek that scientist. Maṁ sarvastha-prabhava, matta-sarvam-prabhastha-te, hidhi-matta-bhajante-māna, buddha-bhāva-samantā. So, when one understands that here is the scientist Krishna who has given the brain of Einstein, he is the source of this brain, then the devotee becomes there, why not consult this thing? Aham sarvasya prabhava. I have given that brain. Aham sarvasya matta sarvam prabhattate. All good brains, they have come from me. Iti matta, when one understands, Buddha is learned, bhajante vāṁ virasthā, you are a bhāsa devasthā, kama bhāsa. There is one. We do not think like this, that here is a good brain, but he, if he is actually the owner of this brain, or if he knows how his brain is working, why he does not manufacture another brain? Why he cannot? But somebody has made his brain. So why not take center of that person? And that is interesting. We give credit to the scientists for these big things. But who has made it best? What is the answer of the scientist?
Krishna.
That is therefore is Buddha. Iti Matta. When you understand that there is a big scientist who has made all these things. Iti Matta. He understands that. Iti Matta Bhajanti Ma Buddha. Bhavasanda. Mind. Great scientist. Here is the scientist. Why shall I go to the rascal scientist? Simply jugglery of words. We cannot make even an egg as a promising life will come from cage. We cannot study even the what contents of the egg. What is the condition? You can see in our naked eyes there is some white substance, yellow substance, covered. You do it. You are claiming chemical. You cannot study even the chemicals of the egg. What do you think, scientist? Do you know what is the chemical?
Yes.
No, so why don't you make another egg with the chemicals and bring life?
In principle, they can make all chemicals in the egg.
Yeah, they can make,
but
in
you don't
you
make
can
life.
Do everything, but at the end it is failure.
Yes, the chemical composition of the egg can be synthesized. But
that's all life. I say that you do it, and make it egg safe, and now we have incubation, and get. Why take the egg from the chicken?
They can make the chemicals, but life cannot come out of that.
Then why do you say that life comes from a chemical? Why do you make this false propaganda? That is our protest. You cannot do it, and still you make false propaganda.
In principle, last month, in December, this is a Khurana, he's from MIT, the Indian who got Nobel Prize about a few years ago. He's one of the big scientists in this called molecular biology. Actually, he synthesized this gold gene, one of the small fragments of the gold DNA molecule, supposed to be the master molecule for all living systems. So the promise was about 10 years ago.
Again, promise. That promise we don't
have. So the promise was about 10 years ago that once they synthesized this gene, complete synthesis, then they'll be able to
they will be
make life
again promise
in the test tube, but it's not working. They've synthesized
then,
now.
Why do you talk nonsense if it is not working? Therefore you are nonsense.
So actually it is good that we have come to a point now, even in science, that their promises are all going to be all wrong.
Yes, that we want to prove. That is our purpose. Therefore, we have engaged you. Prove that they are all rascals. They are giving false promise.
But then they will say, we have produced so many successes also.
What is nonsense success?
we
don't take
vaccine,
that success.
We have aspirin.
I am so successful that I am going to die tomorrow. I am so successful.
Aspirin won't save you from that.
Mother Durga asked the devotee, because Durga comes every year, ask the devotee, my dear son, you are happy? Yes, mother, very happy. So there is no complaint, only two complaints. So what is that? There is no food, there is no cloth. Otherwise, we are very happy. Two difficulties, no food, no cloth. These rascals are like that. Everything advanced. But when the question of death, all that, I have seen all that.
In open discussion, they come around to this point that they're lacking some fundamental knowledge.
Yes. That we have to prove. Therefore, I am teasing you. Prove that they are passing on as very intelligent, very advanced. May all Dasker. Let them admit that we are Dasker without God. That is my problem. Let them understand that without God consciousness, they are Dasker. And why the rascals should pass on as very intelligent in the rascal society? Tabir Baraus Takkari Sangasurda Purushapu. Each rascal and some other small rascals that praise, oh, you are so great, you are so great.
They may challenge us also.
What is the challenge?
What is your solution to hunger? We are feeding people because we have produced ways of making crops grow faster.
What you are feeding? Then why to complain against it? If you are feeding, there is no challenge to me. You are rascal. You cannot do it, you are challenging me. This is the answer. If you are actually feeding, then where is challenge to me? You do not know how to answer.
Well, we are also feeding them meat, but you object to that.
Meat, so why there are so many hungry persons? Meat or any stool or whatever you like, you do. But why there are so many hungry persons? You are complaining that they are feeding. Are you feeding all of them?
They will say in India it is because of religion.
Again India, again. Take the total. Why do you say India and America? Yeah.
Well, because the example is most striking there. People who have allowed their children to go hungry because of their religion.
So we don't say that you keep them hungry, but can you give them life?
Therefore they start this program that
you are also captivated by this program.
But we see in the materially advanced society.
What is materially advanced? You don't want to die, you have to die. What is material advanced?
But there's no poverty or anything like that.
There's poverty, and we are the same thing. Mother, everything is all right. Simply, there is no cloth, there is no... You don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. Why you are dying? That is the real poverty. From this shastra, you understand, annato annamanisaja. Why I am under this tribulation?
So, they may challenge, do you mean to say that you can feed the whole world without meat?
We don't say, you are saying. We don't say. We say that you must be punished without food. You are dying out without food. That is your proper justice. We say that. We are not anxious to this Darjanayan Seva. They are not. We give whatever we have got to distribute prasadam. That's all. We are not concerned about the Darjanayan Seva. That is not our business. Suppose there are so many persons that are without food in the hospital. Doctor has prescribed no food. What you can do there? Can you show your sympathy? Oh, so many persons are lying without them. Then you'll be beaten with shoes.
Because you haven't understood the premise.
If you go with sympathy that so many hungry persons are here, and then he will be beaten with shoes. That we know.
So there's a purpose.
That we should not disturb the arrangement of the hospital. We are Sena. But you are disturbed. Oh, so many people are starving. Let me give you some. That's your ask.
But why should we be callous to the suffering?
Yes, because the arrangement is there. The hospital, you should not have no food. Why shall I disturb you? I must be careless. That is intelligent. I know. The one in the hospital, the doctor's keeping in starvation, it is good for him. Why shall I disturb?
So then why do you go to the hospital when you're sick? Huh? When you're sick, then why do you take medicine or consult the doctor? Why not be callous to that too?
Callous means we can take treatment, but we cannot protest against the doctor. Then why you are not giving me food? We take treatment. That is a sinner. If the doctors ask me, they don't eat, I take the treatment. I don't protest. That's why you're keeping me in starvation. You are doing that, Raskin. That's why you're keeping me in starvation. But one who knows things, he doesn't protest. That is Vaishnava. Tattena kampa susamiksama. Oh, my Lord, you are keeping me in this tribulation. It is your great mercy. When Krishna keeps me in starvation, I take it as mercy. I don't protest. That is Vaishnava. The sinner person, when he is in hospital, he is put into starvation, he takes, oh, doctor, you are so merciful, you are curing. And the rascal will protest, huh? You are giving me in starvation. And another friend comes, why you are giving me? They are all rascals. All rascals, 10%. They do not know what is the arrangement in the hospital, and they go. Poke their nose, which is not their business. They are rascals. One who says like that, we have done this, well, you are rascal. You cannot do it. You are simply poking your nose where there is no business for you. But Vaishnava will never protest. Taktena kampa. And Krishna said, Tang Tidikasa Bharata. He never says that you become agitated. Matras Parsastu Konti or Sitasna Sukha. These things have come and gone, will go. Why you bother your brain about these things?
And that may be good advice for a Vaishnava, but what about all the thousands of people who are suffering and not knowing the cause?
Therefore they are rascals. Vaishnava is the only intelligent. Therefore he says rascals, Boka. Therefore their general name is Boka. They do not know things, how it is going on, by superior management. Boka.
But we do protest the nonsense of the rascal politicians.
You can do it, but you do not know what is the cause, and why one is suffering, why these laws, you do not know. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani, the prakriti is doing. You are thinking, oh, I can do something. Aṅkār vimurāt. You are rascal. By false prestige, you are thinking that you are so great, you can do something beyond God's arrangement. So that is your rascal.
Then why do we bother to preach? Why not just sit and do
we
our preaching?
Please, then submit to God. That's all. That is my preaching. We don't say that you protest against the arrangement of God. We don't say. We simply say, whatever arrangement God has made, you submit. That's all.
But understand that it is from God.
Hmm? Yes, that is our preaching.
And if they submit, they'll never have to suffer again.
Again. That's it. That is our preaching. If we say, you rascal, if don't be over intelligent, you submit to God, you'll be happy. Because you cannot become intelligent, you're a rascal. So give up this rascaldom, sarvadhanman paritajya. Whatever you have created, all rascaldom, simply surrender. Then you'll be. Your science, your politics, your philosophy, your so on, so on, so on, all rascaldom. Sarvadharma. You are thinking that we have created some humanitarianism, thisism, thatism, that. We say these are all rascaldom. The sooner you give up this habit, simply surrender to Krishna.
So in other words, we're not advocating change of position.
There is no change of position. You are rascal, you are thinking there is change of position. There is no change of position. The sun is everlastingly rising from the east. You cannot change that.
No, but let us say the people who are in communist countries.
Maybe you bring any east, they are all rascal. Take it. Then you are intelligent. You can bring any ism, but they are all rascal. You cannot change the law of nature.
If a man's destined to be poor, he'll be poor. That's...
You cannot change. Prakita kirumana, that is ahankara of you. That is the false ahankara. Oh, I can do something. I know something. I have become scientist. I have become person. That is ahamka, simply. It is useless. You cannot do anything.
Understanding the laws of nature and the provider of the laws of nature is necessary.
The laws of nature is what? Nati vidu sartakatinya Vishnu durasa bahiratthamad. Anna jatan liru sti isatantra kudam nipadhyā. Isatantra, by the laws of nature, they are tightly, hand and legs are that bound up. What they can do? Therefore, Krishna summarizes all the different types of tribulation. Krishna says there is all kinds of tribulation is summarized in this four principles. Janamitujarabhyadi. So he makes solution to this, first of all. Then talk about all nonsense. You cannot make any solution. There are different types of suffering. But they are all summarized in these four words. Janamitujarabhyadi. Make solution. This is God's challenge. You are challenging God in His arrangement. God's challenge is that here are four principles, do something for this extent, then you talk of solution.
That's the basic laws of nature. That's the basic laws of nature, which we cannot alter, we cannot change. It will come sooner or later.
What is it?
Let us say by his karma, a man is in a position where he cannot
That is in the bio-media. The real trouble is there. Janamitya Jarabhati. Now, if you can make change, suppose you are a dog, you can become a man. But that is not solution. Or you are a man, you can become a demigod. Karma. But that does not make solution. Either you become demigod or man or dog or cat or insect, you must have this tribulation. Janamitya Jarabhati. That is God's challenge. You first one make solution. But you are eternal. Why you are in this condition? Nahanna tahanna vanisari. That means you are eternally suffering. Punap punat charvita charvita. Simply changing the position. But suffering is there. That you are taking credit by little change of the position. That is your position. And God challenges you, you make solution of these things. Well, it will change. Suppose I have got so many centers. Sometimes I live in the palace and I'm recording. So this is change of position. But I'm the same man. So whatever comfort and discomfort is there in that your France palace, the same comfort and discomfort is in this cottage. But if I think now I'm in the France palace or my Bhakti Vedanta Manor palace, I am happy. And that is foolishness. They are doing that. You are eating something bitter. So it is in the iron pot. You are thinking if I put it in the golden pot, it will be nice. And that is your food. The taste, either you put in the golden pot or iron pot or in the floor, the taste is the same. So our taste is this eating, sleeping, sex and defense. So that is going on.
We have an example in this article about about the loads of karma and the living entities. So we use this pig.
Laws of karma simply change the body.
Yes.
Griha upapatti. The same process. To put the same eatable from iron pot to golden pot, or from golden pot to another. This is law. But the taste is not changed. The bitter taste is there. Janamitya Jarabhyadi. That these rascals, they do not understand. The Einstein, he gave so many improvements of life, but he's dying. he's testing the same bitterness as a dog is testing. Therefore, we do not give any position better than the dog. Why you are dying? Why you cannot change this test? Stop this. Then you are satisfied.
He died in a leper colony, didn't he?
Whatever it may be, die.
He was helping. He went to help some lepers. He went to do some work in the leper colony at the end of his life, trying to save them.
That is another neurogen. As if by leper colony, he stopped his death. That is not problem. The real solution, the real problem is this, that why you are dying. Stop it.
Science, in principle, is also aiming for two things. One is to understand the nature of the Absolute. Vaguely or to some degree, science is aiming at that too, plus to solve the problems of life. These two fundamental
problems of life is what they call desire. That they can understand.
Just like,
problem is this.
Just like trying to relieve from, like, my cold or some sort of physical suffering.
That is temporary. That is temporary. That can I can change without your scientific help. That you have discovered this sweater. I can go to the sunshine and to the other. Don't do that.
Yeah,
by nature's alignment you are there.
That's true, but still people like to be happy.
No, what is happiness? That is our misunderstanding. If you have to die, if you have to suffer from disease, if you have to become old, just like I am old, I have got so many inconveniences. You are a young man, I feel you are so inconvenient position. I was also a young man. How can I take it? I may be a spiritual master of so many young men, you are trying to give me all comfort, but because I have got this body, old body, I am suffering. How you can release it?
Those who know, those who know about the real nature of this knowledge, they understand. But those, just like scientists, they are thinking that they will be able to solve.
Therefore they are asking. Therefore they are asking. They are thinking wrongly. It is not possible. Actual suffering, I am. You are scientist. But can you give me relief from my old age?
Oh, that's what they want. They want to make it less painful.
Huh?
They want to make old age less painful, less debilitating, so that old people can be more productive and engage in more activity.
No, no, no. That is another side. I mean to say, so far as the body is concerned, I am suffering due to old age. You are scientist. You are European. You are American. Can you give me any relief? You have the idea to give, to keep our spiritual master in perfect comfort. But you cannot do it, because due to my old age. You may try your best, but it is impossible for you.
That is beyond our...
Yes, that we should admit. That is intelligence. Therefore,
so we want
we should try for... relief, or if there is actually any relief. That relief is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says, Takta Deham Punarjanmane. Now, whatever suffering there, up to this point, next you are not going to accept this material. And that is it. Mami, as soon as you go back home, everything. That we are pushing. We are not presenting our rascaldom. Here is the solution. This life, whatever you are suffering or enjoying, that is temporary, agamapayana, it comes and goes, don't bother, be Krishna conscious and solve all this. This is all.
But if they accept, do we have problem?
If they accept, let them suffer. But it is our propaganda. We accept.
But if they accept Krishna consciousness, do we have program to dovetail the propensities of being scientists or politicians?
If, for example, they accept to understand Krishna, and they accept from Krishna
consciousness... We do not bother about the scientists.
Still, the tendency is there.
The tendency, that is, we have practiced. Suppose you have given this motor car, but it doesn't mean that if there is no motor car, my Krishna consciousness will be checked. If there is little facility, we can take it. That is another thing. But it is not that because there is no motor car, then there is no Krishna consciousness. It is not that. Oh, it is the opportunity. That Krishna consciousness cannot be checked by any impediment. That cannot be checked. So we are not dependent, but to make the best use of a bad mind, if we get some facility, well, you should not take. They're not so cool. If I get a motor car to go somewhere, where shall I walk? That is another position. But we are not dependent. And because there is no motor car, therefore my Krishna consciousness is stopped. We are not such fools. The motor car is available, all right, take advantage of it. We don't decline to accept whatever little material facilities are there. That is not foolish. That is foolish. Right? We can take advantage. But our main business is how to make advance in this world. Not that we are suffering this material world, and because we have got this motor car, therefore our suffering is now ended. We are not. We can take advantage of the motor car, but we don't take that this is the solution. We are not so. But these askers, they are taking, this is the solution. That is not possible. That is called durasaya. Durasaya ji, bahirottamaya. They are thinking the material adjustment which shall be happy. That is durasaya. It will never be. They do not know. Unless we go back to us, there is no solution. This is not solution. That is durasa. Everything is discussed. Durasa means the hope which will never be successful. But these askers, they are trying to be happy by so-called scientific advancement. That is durasa. It's not possible. Hopeless.
Yesterday, when I came from Manipur, there was one Bengali engineer, civil engineer, who was working in Manipur, Mr. Pikasanya.
Yes, he closed this part of the door, yes.
Pikasanya.
That's all.
From Baligans.
Pikasanya.
Sanyal. He's in late 60s or early 70s, very old. And we became very good friends. He's very nice man.
On the plane?
In the plane. When I went also, we were in the same plane because he was making a bridge in Manipur. So he invited me to come to his place in Calcutta, in the Baligans. So, and when also I came back, we were in the same plane. But just happened. So he started talking to me that he lost about 40,000 rupees because bridge was broken. And so he said he was feeling very bad, very sad. And he was telling me all stories about whether I should prepare my life for the future or whether I should wind up as he is. Then I started talking about that we always want to be happy, but somehow we misunderstand about our basic position. What position we shall take up with it. He said he has great difficulty in making decision whether I should decide this. So many problems, not knowing what to decide. Then we started talking about the real nature of knowledge. The real knowledge is to understand the real difference between this life and matter. The fundamental principle of knowledge.
This is explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, Bhagavad Gita.
Mama Ivansa Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Loke Sanatana. Manas Sastani Indriani. Prakriti Thani Karsa. This is our position. I am part and parcel of God. God is happy, Anandavan. So part and parcel should be Anandavan. But Manas Hasthani Indriyani Pradhisthani. I have come to this material world. I am creating so many isms by the mind and acting with the senses, and there is karma. This is Manas, everything is there. Manas Hasthani Indriyani Pradhisthani karma. Pakistani, being placed in this material atmosphere, is simply struggle. Therefore, we are giving the solution. You give up the struggle, go back to home, back to home. Everything.
That's the basic point that I was driving at, that we shouldn't be too much entangled in this material...
They must be entangled. They're trying in the false way, wrong way. He is suffering on account of being placed in this material atmosphere, and he is trying to adjust things with this material. But that means he is becoming more and more intense. Sometimes we have seen a fly falls down in the bee honey, and he becomes entangled. So how it will be possible to become free and again fly? Unless he's taken and washed all these dirty things for him, then he can play freedom. And so long he'll try to adjust things in the Prakriti Sthani, that is not all nonsense.
And while talking, all of a sudden there was a very big bumping in the plane, so everybody was afraid. That's before we reached Calcutta. So then I mentioned that every moment we are
Padang,
in danger.
Padang is just before that. Every step there is danger. There is the other day, in Bombay, there is an accident. Just going up, and so many persons die immediately. 90%. Immediately.
I was in Bangkok just before we came. Just a few days before, a big 747 had crashed.
So many people died
just before we arrived.
So you have discovered such thing, that any moment you can die, everyone. Therefore, this is problem.
When we just drove down the road, just now, when we went past, we saw some people holding a woman, and she was screaming and foaming at the mouth. Then we, just further down the road, there was the body of her husband. On the road, he'd been squashed flat by a truck, and the body was still there. And they had head and arms.
Only danger. Padanga, padanga, jada bipada. Every step simply danger, and we are proud of our scientific advance. The aeroplane is scientific advancement, but the danger is also more. As soon as it crashes, all together. Without an aeroplane, one or two men could die. But because they have made this scientific advancement, it's all done.
100 at a time.
100.
Together.
This is your advancement. Every line of action you see, you have created greatest danger. No solution. Solution is not there. But you have created greater danger. That is your credit.
He was very impressed that he can become life member. Mm. Very, very nice man. Mm. Very old. And he said his children are in the United States and he has everything he has. So very rich also.
Yeah, why don't you ask him to come?
I mentioned about
ask him to come live with us in Mayapur and rest of the life. Let him become happy. Why is after money?
So his aim is to make as many bridges as possible. Some sort of he thinks that some sort of philanthropic work.
This is Maya. What he can do? He's God. This is called Maya. Therefore, our system is because you are rascal, do all rascaldom up to 50th year, then give them. All kinds of rascal them, we can count him. Then you retire this from all this rascal world.
Still, even we don't know we'll live for 50 years.
That is another difficulty. But general calculation, then man can live up to 100 years in this age. So, in the middle, stop all rascal them. Compulsory. Now take to this one. Because you are persistent to continue your rascaldom. All right, do it up to this point. And then stop. All this. Chant Hare Krishna. This is a concession for continuing the rascaldom. But he is so fool that he will continue his rascaldom. Jawaharlal Nehru did, and Gandhi did, and Hitler did, and up to the point of death, they will continue their escape. Murana Vijana Mahami Paramopa. Gandhi, unless you are killed by his own men, he did not return. Jawaharlal Nehru, when he was just there is no other way. You are in their room. He is still Prime Minister. And he was brought very quickly from Dehradun to Delhi, and after 1 hour he died. All these politicians. And it is learned that he has become a dog in Scandinavia. We cannot say no. You do not know what he has become. But tathade hantara prapti. He must have changed the body. Where is your son? Prajita Kriya Maharani. The Prajita will change your body. Krishna said, tathade hantara prapti. Dhiras tattva namayati. And he is giving vivid example. And Krishna is speaking. I shall not believe in Krishna's word, and I shall go to some rascal. We are not so poor. Fools are Bhairattamani. Oh, we are making this advancement. We are due in the future. We will do. These are the business of the fools and rascals, not intelligent. Which will never be successful, durasa. But they will stick to that, false hope. Krishna je bhaje sevaru chakru. One who takes to Krishna consciousness is very intelligent. Actually, that is the plan. Eirupe brahmanda brahmite kano bhagavan. Only there are many rascals in there under the laws of nature wandering in this material world in different forms of life. So out of many such millions and millions, see, one is fortunate. Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Vata. He enters into Krishna consciousness.
By the mercy of the Guru.
Guru and Krishna, both. Unless Krishna is also merciful. Guru says something, Krishna is within. Guru says, yes, we accept this. We cannot accept.
Causeless mercy.
Yes, Guru's business is on behalf of Krishna. As Krishna comes, causeless mercy. Guru is engaged in Krishna's business. Jaidam paramam guhyam mat bhakti so vidas. Faithful servant of Krishna. Guru means faithful servant of Krishna. That's Guru. That is akutare ka ho Krishna. Bas, become good. Get full time. Don't make any change. That is good. Guru, to become guru is not difficult thing. But this Vaskas will not do. He'll manufacture his own words. More intelligence than Krishna. He'll give another interpretation. Another. Just take photograph with the Bhagavad Gita and talk all nonsense.
We live on the
huh?
We live on the mercy and the guidance of the Guru every moment.
This is paropokara. People are in so darkness. So give them some knowledge as far as possible. This is real. Doing well for us. To give Krishna. The scientist is trying to deal among the scientists. Because this jugglery of words will counteract their jugglery of words. But our aim is very nice. The disaster may be educated in this moment. So you are expecting some success?
Yes, by your mercy, Sir Prabhupada.
At least they are trying to understand.
There's a lecture that I gave.
Mm.
We met, Sarapada met that the design that's very attractive to science. That's from our Back to Godhead photograph.
Yeah.
Fixed it up.
If you simply understand that all these laws of nature is going on under the direction of God. They are studying the laws of nature, how things are happening. But simply they have to understand that it is under the direction of Krishna.
Maya
Dakshina.
Maya
Dakshina. They are lacking that intelligence. They are finding out that things are moving so accurately. There must be somebody behind it. Do you think like that? When you see the nature's law is working so accurately, don't you think that there is some brain behind it?
There must be.
Yes. Einstein admitted. That is your scientific thing. So nicely it is going on without any brain behind it, how it can go so nice. Mura navijanati mame bapparamabhaya. That brain is Krishna. That they do not. Our business is, here is the brain. If you take it, you believe it. What you are actually searching, here. Then mark the syllable. Find out this verse. Murana vijanati mame paparama.
Even for a crude machine, it requires some intelligence to construct it and design it.
Anything requires intelligence.
Everything.
It's like you made this garland. Somebody intelligent man decorated. So well made. That they have not. They decorate this garland, one red flower and yellow flower, and make it very attractive. But who has made this flower? That they have no interest. That is answer. Mami Bhaparama, Murana Vijana. I am trying to take the flower to make it more beautiful by setting them in this way. But who has made this beautiful flower? Whose brain is there? That is explained.
Naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudhoyam nabijanati lokamam ajamavyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
That is, I am setting up the flower, but who has made this flower? That is it. But somebody has made. You have to accept. Because you are somebody, you are trying to make more beautiful by setting up the different flowers. So who has made the flower? That is it. But in Murana Abhijana, the rascal, they do.
They're not interested to know.
Huh?
They have no interest to know.
That is meant more rascal. That is intelligent. That I'm trying to make the flowers more beautiful by setting up in this way. Then who has made this beautiful flower? That is intelligent. There must be some brain. But that is intelligent. That is philosophy. Philosophy means to search out the ultimate.
Absolute truth.
That's it. Then Madhva Siddha, this is philosophy. Athātha Brahma Jigyāsa, that is philosophy. Philosophy is the science of science. Sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇam, the science of science. Īśvara paramat-prishna-satchidānanda-vigra, anādhi-rādhi-govindam, sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇam. Try it to educate this rascal, world of rascals. Take it, this world of rascals. Don't give them any credit. Arise is Krishna conscious. Don't give any credit. Then you become a rascal. Like the same example as is given in Bhagavad. So one dog, one camel, one ass, one hog is praising a lion. And does it mean the lion is not an animal? It may be a big rascal animal. And he is praised by this small rascal. So, yeah, the big rascal is being praised by small rascal. But they are rascal. We are saying the praising group and the man who is praised, both of them are rascals. And Nāja Thāndu is the punishment. who don't give them any credit. They may be angry upon us that we do not give anyone credit. But that is our duty. To take them all as set our hands. Rāva bhakta sukuto mahadugunā manoratena sudhūdhāvika.
We have performed this Bhagavad-gita Institute, and we had a meeting in Washington.
Where is my spectacle? So, where we now you're that immigration problem is solved.
Yes.
Now, where you desire to keep a permanent office or a location of this Bhakti-vidyānta?
We are trying to locate a place. Rupanu suggests that Washington
is
a temple.
Yes.
And
you have got enough place there.
Yes. And Boston is also a good place. Right beside the temple, I think, Mr. Maharaj.